Manitoba Agriculture reports, for the most part, crops are looking good, although dry conditions are resulting in thinner stands and shorter plants in some regions. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
Manitoba Agriculture released its weekly crop report Tuesday. Ann Kirk, a cereal crop specialist with Manitoba Agriculture, says isolated rainfall and thundershowers resulted in varying amounts of precipitation.
So over the past week, much of the province did get precipitation. So we saw precipitation throughout the province, ranging from about a millimeter to 65 millimeters. So most regions had more than 6 millimeters of rain, which was great. So the areas that did receive significant moisture would be quite happy for crop development and to see the crops to really benefit from that moisture. In some of the drier areas, we are seeing, you know, some crop symptoms just due to the drier conditions. So whether it's thin stands or shorter plants, because it has been quite dry in some areas. So we are seeing, particularly in the Interlake region, most of the Interlake has received less than 50% of normal precipitation. Parts of the northwest and parts of the east as well have been quite dry. So we are seeing in general that that large parts of the northwest, east, and Interlake have accumulations under 60% of normal. And there are a few areas in the southwest and central that have that are closer to normal for precipitation, but most areas are less than 100% of normal.
Kirk says the drier conditions have kept a lid on diseases, but fungicide applications to prevent fusarium head blight have started in winter wheat, which has been flowering. Applications will be starting in spring wheat over the next week or so, and growers will be starting to make fungicide application decisions for canola over the next week. She notes moisture requirements peak during flowering, so more moisture would be welcomed. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.